Conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Good morning. I'm Jacob Horson, currently serving on session as the youth elder. The badge right here. Typically, outgoing seniors bring the message, but this year we changed up a little. So I'll bring the message today. You know, on our way to church this morning, I saw a sign that read, "You don't change the message changes you." So wish me luck on that. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, please allow my words to be used in accordance to your will. Let us all be made to feel your presence today. In your name I pray. Amen. So as we see, I don't see any seniors today. The pastor, who is the one qualified in this feat, not giving the sermon. Bit of a change, wouldn't you agree? Change. Let's talk about this concept. I know you may be thinking, 16-year-old talking about change. What is he going to talk about? What's changing in his life? Let me tell you. You know, this isn't everything, but I have had 78 teachers, 2 deaths in the family, 3 cancer survivors, learned how to ride a bike, pretty hard, learning to drive, which stresses out my co-pilot dad, 200 hours of community service after camps this summer, 5 family vehicles, 4 church pastors, 3 U.S. presidents, 2 houses, and a partridge in a pear tree. Fun fact, every 10 years, all the cells in your body have replaced themselves. So I'm in the middle of my second replacement. Change much? I'm sure you can relate to at least one of my changes. Change happens every single day. Sometimes it's a good thing, other times not so much. Yet, God is the only one who doesn't experience change. He knows every hair on our head and every step on our path. God can't really be surprised, can he? Throughout all the changes in my life, God was present. Sometimes I could feel his presence overwhelming and in my face. Other times it's simple like the air I breathe, second nature, unnoticeable. A plaque in our house reads, "Faith makes things possible, not easy." My faith seems stronger in times when I'm struggling. I pray harder, more often, and seek him wherever I can. In 2013, my grandmother was diagnosed with breast cancer. Having lost 2 family members the year prior, this wasn't what I needed or wanted to hear. During this time, I felt that God wasn't with me, nor did he care. It certainly wouldn't be happening if he did care. I continued to pray for my grandmother, the doctors, nurses, my family. However, I felt like he wasn't listening, because I didn't see any signs, so I thought. Months passed until one day after a trip to Moffitt, my mom told me that my grandma was cancer-free. That's when the scales fell from my eyes like Saul. I saw everything in a different light. I realized that she was going to become cancer-free in the end already. God knew it all along. Sure, it would be awesome if I had that inside information. Or did I? Maybe I was just blinded by my own version of truth. My mom has many mom-isms, one being, "It's not about you." This relates to the fact that I wasn't getting any answers, so I assumed nothing must have been happening, when in fact, many things were happening. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, "The Lord himself will lead you and be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you, so do not lose courage or be afraid." While looking back over treatments, it became extremely clear to me that God was there in all circumstances. If I'd just let God steer and not tried to drive myself, I would have seen it in the moment firsthand. Yet if I had done that, would I really understood what he was trying to teach me? Would I be standing here now sharing this story? This in no way implies that it's easy to do. I still struggle with it, as I'm sure some of you might as well. That's why having a church family has helped me realize I'm not alone in my doubts, failures, or insecurities. We are human and fall short, but his grace and mercy never change, just like his love for us. May we all let our faith be bigger than our fear of changes in our life. All right, we're going to change it up. Bit of congregation participation with a show of hands, all right? Who has learned to ride a bike? Sweet. Were you ever scared or nervous to ride it? Cool. Now, if you guys could raise your hand if the fear of falling made you nervous. Okay. What about if you feared of riding without training wheels? Fantastic job. Thank you all for participating. Before my man Oliver shows this clip, I just wanted you to know it's not of a dead theologian. Only real pastors like Pastor Mike can use factual information. Pretty funny. I assume that all of you learned to walk before riding a bike, right? So why learn to ride a bike? I mean, look at the increased number of risks that you take in learning to ride. You could fall, scrape your knee, hit a non-moving object. Sounds like a difficult challenge to me. Challenge being fear of the unknown. Start with a tricycle. Mine was a classic red flyer, had a bell, the whole nine yards. I have to admit, it was pretty sweet. Mastering that, I moved on to the big green machine, or the big wheel, some call it, which was a step above. You could pull the lever, do a 360 spin, it was awesome. Next, you graduate to get a bike. Two wheels, can't touch the concrete with your feet. Pretty scary. Whoa, Houston, we have a problem. That's when Dad brings out the training wheels to put on. You see the training wheels and it's like, I got this. Next thing, you're cruising down the neighborhood, taking turns like a champ. At this point, all you need is a racing uniform and number. Weeks pass, Dad approaches with an offer to take off the training wheels. Whoa, what? I just learned how to handle it. And you want to take the training wheels off? Can I phone a friend, buy a vowel? No? Pause. Let's put the brakes on. Let me think about this. After getting approving, encouraging, and loving stares, I said, sure, but you better be holding my back. Don't let me fall. All right, he said. Started riding, felt him there. Then I picked up the pace. I was astonished to be riding so well. Naturally, I wanted to turn to my dad and say, look, I'm doing it. I turned and said, look, he wasn't even there. He was already in the driveway. Then I turned it back to realize I was about to crash into a mailbox. Really wish he was there. Surely some of you have a similar story to this. Parents take off said training wheels and leaves you to fend for yourself. Please just raise your hand here so I'm not alone. Anybody? Sweet. I was starting to think I was the only one here. How does God relate to the story, you wonder? Even if you don't feel his presence, he's always there. Kind of like the air you breathe. He too is like a father's hand on your back guiding you forward. I believe that God wants us to take a chance and accept a challenge before that, because that's how we learn and grow. Everything in life is a lesson. If we aren't learning, we aren't growing. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So let God cast out all your fears. Don't be afraid of change or challenges, as those will only bring you closer to him. Yes, I know it's easier said than done. That's why they're called challenges and not easy is. Remember the plaque. Faith makes things possible, not easy. Let's pray. Father, thank you for being our light in the dark times, always being with us in every season of change. May we all try to be like you in all we do. In your name we pray. Amen.